Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 64. A 56-year-old man from Cudahy was killed this morning when his motorcycle collided with a semi on the Burlington Bypass. The accident, which was reported at about 10:30, was witnessed by an off-duty nurse and a paramedic who performed CPR on the victim. However, their efforts were unsuccessful because of the extent of his injuries. According to a news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, the initial investigation indicated the driver of the semi was westbound on the bypass and was attempting to turn south onto Pine Street. The motorcycle driver collided with the truck driver apparently failing to yield the right-of-way to the motorcycle. The accident closed the bypass for several hours for the investigation, which is ongoing. The names of those involved have not been released. A Kenosha police officer was treated for smoke inhalation after he helped a woman and her dog escape an apartment fire earlier this afternoon. The Kenosha Fire Department quickly extinguished the small fire in an apartment in the 8,000 block of 25th Avenue. The officer was the first on the scene and forced open a door to gain entry to the apartment. The woman was also treated for smoke inhalation. A state appeals court has stayed a Racine County judge's order placing a sex offender in a home in the Kenosha County town of Wheatland. State officials say they were unable to find suitable housing for Michael McGee in Racine County, where his offense occurred, and ordered his placement in Kenosha County in a house next door to a home of small children. Kenosha County officials appealed, and after the circuit court denied the request for a stay, the appeals court granted the motion and ordered that the judge's order not be implemented. The order does not stop officials from trying to find other accommodations for McGee, who is still in custody, but says the public has a strong interest in making sure that McGee's supervised release plan, including the residence chosen, was arrived at in accordance to the law. Barring any last-minute surprises, trial is scheduled to start Monday in Racine County Circuit Court for Illinois resident Christian Loganegru, who's accused in the Mount Pleasant hatchet murder of his estranged wife in November of 2014.
At issue for Judge Eugene Gasukevich is not whether Loganegru did it, but if he was mentally ill at the time. The 39-year-old man from Arlington Heights is accused of stalking his wife, then confronting her outside the home of her employer, where she had sought refuge from what was alleged to have been an abusive relationship. She later died from multiple injuries connected to being struck several times with that hatchet. Loganegru pled guilty to the charges earlier, not guilty, though, because of a mental illness. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
The shooting tragedy in Dallas had a scary connection for WRJN morning show host Mike Clemens, who talked about a Facebook message from a former classmate in reference to her daughter, an officer on the Dallas Police Force.
Just heard that Tommy, this is a daughter of my friend Cindy from Beloit, from here in Wisconsin. Officer Tommy, she was running behind another officer and her partner called back. The officer she was following was shot. Tommy ran back to help load him in the ambulance. 20 minutes later, she found out that he had died. I am so thankful that she turned back, but I feel horrible for the other officer.
Clemens noted that Officer Tommy's parents, his former classmates, moved to the Dallas area years ago for their jobs. And today, both are thankful she was not one of the officers wounded or killed in last night's sniper attack. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee will get together Monday night with the Health and Human Development Committee to talk about the Ridgewood Care Center and the latest on the potential sale of the county's nursing home through a hired broker. The agenda calls for discussion about the conditions of any sale to be included in the letter of intent. The broker, Ray Giannini, is scheduled to attend the 5:30 p.m. meeting at the Ives Grove Auditorium for his market insight and to answer questions from supervisors on either committee or those who show up in the audience. We Energies is forecasting electric rates will drop 0.5% in 2017 because of a reduction in the price of coal and some other factors. Meanwhile, the falling price of natural gas means the utility, like others around the state, will also be able to issue a credit to customers in the months ahead. Veterans and their families in western Kenosha County will soon be able to access services in Silver Lake. The Kenosha County Veterans Services Office will hold hours twice a month in Silver Lake beginning next Wednesday. County Executive Jim Cruiser says it's one example of how the county strives to improve outreach to those who defended our country. The veterans and their families are encouraged to make an appointment in advance to avoid unnecessary wait times. Office personnel will be at the Silver Lake site at 113 South 1st Street on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday of every month from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.